today, two-thirds of the Iraqis are completely dependent on the international food distribution system under the Oil for Food program, which is run by the UN, CARE, and a handful of, not even a handful, of much smaller NGOs. Already the United Nations is beginning to pull staff people out of Kuwait and other places. It won't be long, days as probably, before they pull their 1,000 workers out of Iraq. And CARE will follow suit, which means that even before the war begins, people will begin to die or at least become completely cut off from any kind of food assistance. Their daily rations, as I said, are dependent on the distribution system. When the distribution system shuts down in preparation for the bombing campaign, then the food distribution ends, which means that for the duration of the air campaign and the initial ground invasion, no matter how long that is, people in Iraq will be essentially without access to food.